What did the process of Lewanika's collaboration involve? It involved signing treaties between him and the British agents. Some of them include the Ware Treaty of 1889 that allowed the British to prospect for minerals, the Lochna Treaty of 1890, which gave the British exclusive mining rights in all areas of Balotse except for certain traditional iron mines, Lowley Treaty of 1898, which allowed British settler farming in Balotse land, the Corydon Treaty of 1900 that gave the British judicial and administrative powers, and as a result, Lewanika became a paramount chief and an employee in the British administration and therefore no longer an independent king.